Been having a great old natter with my guest. It's singer-songwriter Adam Wed, and I've been playing out his song Directions for the last 2 weeks, which is absolutely beautiful. And we might get a live rendition of it. I'm not sure. Are we going to do a live rendition of that one?
Yes, we'll do that. Yeah.
Yay! Well done. So it's great to meet you.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You okay. can answer them the best you can.
Okay.
What's your earliest musical memory?
I remember being 7 years old, and it was New Year's Eve, and my parents used to have pretty epic parties, and I remember really being into Guns N' Roses, and Slash played guitar for them, and I was like, I said to my parents, I really want to play guitar. They were like, how about piano? So I started with piano, but yeah, it was Guns N' Roses was like the first thing I really listened to, and then it was Celine Dion, Natural Progression.
That is a little bit from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
So are your parents, are they musical?
My dad has an amazing voice. He used to run karaoke in the pubs. He's a mechanic, but by night he'd do karaoke and get paid in beer. So he doesn't really sing much now, and everyone's always trying to get him to sing. So I feel like I'm carrying that on a little bit. But he's still around, by the way, so I'm talking like he's dead.
Sorry.
But yeah, he's a great singer himself.
And you actually have got quite an interesting job besides doing your music,
yeah.
With your singing songwriting. You actually work in a very famous studio.
Yeah, I make the tea and sometimes some naughtier drinks at Abbey Road Studios, which I'm very lucky and I love it. Sometimes I have to remind myself that I make music myself because I love it. I'm very lucky to be there.
And what sort of things go on there on a daily basis? What's studio life like at Abbey Road? Because this is one of the top studios in the world.
Yeah, so mainly Hollywood movies, like all the Marvel films, Doctor Strange, famously like Jurassic Park, and what's it called? James Bond, all that stuff was done there. And lots of computer games, like orchestral stuff. Occasionally, recently we had the Zootons in because Nile Rodgers produced their album, which is coming out. I don't know when it's coming out, but just it's mainly orchestral stuff, which is amazing.
So, are you able to sneak in it? Do you actually go in when you've got like an orchestra? Can you sort of like think to yourself, actually, I need that on the end of one of my tracks? Do you mind if you can just play this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just changed the music to one of my songs. Exactly. Like, what? This isn't what we expected.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just record that. That'd be fine.
Exactly.
Songwriting. How do you start the songwriting process? Because I know that you play guitar and piano.
Yeah.
So is it depend on, or you get lyrics down, or just depends on the mood?
Yeah, it really depends on the mood. A lot of the time, I'll sing stuff into my phone, and then I'll pick a guitar up later, and then I'll sing it into my phone again. But other times, if I have some spare time, I'll jump at the piano if I can find one, or pick up the guitar and just jam something until what I can play what's in my head, I guess, if that makes sense.
We're going to have two live songs from Adam. I've made sure that... Two live songs. So tell us about the first song. Is it from an EP or a standalone track?
Yeah, the first song, it's not actually out yet, and I've never played it on radio, so I thought it'd be fun to do it. It's called Holiday in My Mind, and it's about taking a break from yourself and your own mind, because I get bored of my own thoughts. And it goes down really well live, so I thought I would try it on radio just to see how it comes out.